Buenas noches, good evening, this is Radio Zapatista, Chiapas No Se Olvida, and we are keeping the Zapatista movement on the airwaves in the Bay Area. We're coming at you live tonight from the Hayward Day Labor Center, that's 680 West Tennyson Road in Hayward, Califas, and we're here live, so if you're cruising around, stop by, there's a big auditorium here with a lot of people hanging out and giving us support. Tonight in the studio, we've got Patty, Tyler, Victoria, Jesse, and I'm Daniel. And on the controls, there's the Pedros and Mr. Chuch, keeping us connected to La Onda Bajita and the airwaves back in the mothership in Berkeley. Tonight, we're going to be talking about encuentros, the politics of encounter. The Zapatista movement has been discussed as a politics of encuentro, or coming together, bringing people together to meet and organize desde abajo y a la izquierda. And so we're going to use this coming together to tie everything together tonight, all the different topics. We'll bring you an update about Lomas de Poleo, the situation on the border, and straight from Chiapas, as well as the situation here in San Francisco. So we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back with the news.
Anda en el momento que va a llegar, anda en el momento que va.
Cuando estés en la calle, no tienes con quién hablar. Ves al lado tuyo algo que te hace reaccionar. El polvo en el piso, se lo mueve hasta el final. Haz que saque todo desde adentro hasta el final.
Anda, levanta, anda, te levanta ya. Anda en el momento que va a llegar, anda en el momento que va.
Pasan ya los años y ya te reencontrarás. El olor se saca, se comparte y verás.
So first off, we want to begin the show just by breaking down what we think, or what the Zaps think, the political tool of encounter and the encuentro is. So first off, it's a political tool used by the Zapatistas that takes seriously the act of sharing each other's word, histories, and struggles. The Zaps have recognized the potential to invent and create spaces in a new world that by politicizing the act of listening and learning from each other. Since 1994 till now, the Zaps have convened spaces that are inspired by what the Zapatismos have called the politics of encounter. Now, we can break this down into about two or three things. One is reclaiming commons, where folks determine how resources are shared. The second, intergenerational dialogue, a space that is focused on sharing experiences, differences, and struggles, where no priority is put on class, gender, race, and sexuality. And the last thing, regenerating culture, a space that focuses on producing knowledge and cultural practices that have a positive impact on people participating in the encounter.
Yeah, and I think that their practice actually during the encuentros have shaped this idea, because I was able to participate in the first encuentro that happened with the Pueblos del Mundo, con los Pueblos Zapatistas, and it was pretty much them explaining their, giving their analysis of their situation and their communities prior to the uprising in 1994, and then sharing their advances till today. And it was given a 15-minute question and answer section at the end of each plenary, which was not enough for the audience to actually share what they wanted to say. And I think they learned about this, because they were taking a lot of time to... It was the first time that they opened the doors to the world, so they were actually sharing what they had gone. Because many people who had not been able to travel to Chiapas was just knowing their daily lives from the compas. So after the first encuentro, they actually learned that people wanted to share their struggle and people needed that space. In the second encuentro, I actually got to go where we traveled through three or four caracoles. I think it was three caracoles. And it was pretty much open much wider to the public, where the Via Campesina was invited, and through them, they were able to bring international land movements to talk about their resistance and across all these areas of communication. And they were able to share it with people from all over the world. So the Encuentro has a really deep meaning because people from all over the world came with their small struggles in their like little farms to big struggles. Like that was the first time I heard of the land struggle in India, which is massive, you know. So, and I also heard of this family in Canada, right, that were just a family farm, but they were struggling for their land too. So it opened access to the information for all of us to find out, all the people who were present.
And the transnational, or like multiple, you know, you can bring together people from all different countries and different parts of every country. And so not only is there a sharing of struggles and strategies for organizing, and everybody learns a little bit about how, you know, they can, new strategies for like doing political organizing on the ground, but also it creates a really an international group of people who feel solidarity with each other. And so it creates groups of people who are able to organize across the border. And that's actually one of the things that we're going to be talking about later on tonight, in terms of Lomas de Poleo. And also another point about the Encuentros that we're going to, bring up later on is that like you just said, a lot of issues come up and are learned about, and they can become international issues, or they can become issues that become priorities of the Zapatista movement or people who are organizing with the Zapatista-inspired collectives from below through these encuentros, because they learn about these new struggles and decide, hey, we're not going to stand for this. We're going to do something about it.
Yeah.
And another point with that's kind of interesting, of all of us here at Radio Zapatista, if we talk about meeting each other and hearing each other's stories through encuentros, all of us here actually met each other through either statewide, California statewide encuentros, and also the encuentros going on down all over Mexico and Chiapas.
Right. On this topic of encuentros, there's actually going to be a huge gathering in about a month. It was announced in mid-September. It's called the Festival of Dignified Rage. And in the communique in which this festival was announced, the Zapatista said, quote, "It has been our goal to be a bridge on which the many rebellions in the world can walk back and forth," which is kind of reflects everything that we've all been saying, right? And so this huge encounter is actually taking place from December 26th through January 5th. And it's special for a few reasons. It's going to be commemorating the 25th anniversary of the birth of the Zapatista Army for National Liberation, the EZLN, the 15-year anniversary since the beginning of their public uprising, the 5th anniversary of the Good Government Councils, and the 3rd year of the other campaign and the 6th International. So in keeping with this theme of encuentros, we actually wanted to talk to some folks here in the Bay Area, San Francisco specifically, who are organizing a delegation down to Chiapas. The festival is actually taking place in Mexico City, San Cristobal, and Oventique. So they're in the process of organizing a delegation. So we wanted to talk to them about the significance of them participating in this space and what that means for their organizing efforts here locally. Amra, are you there? Okay, so we're having trouble getting them on the line, but they should be on fairly soon.
Well, just to talk a little bit about, although we don't have a really good idea of what's going to happen in these couple of days, there is kind of a plan which was sent out very broadly. What happens is going to start in Mexico City with... We don't know if it's going to be tabling or just sharing of organizations around the world of what they've been doing in the past couple of years and the resistance that's happening. And then they're going to go to do the yearly celebration in the Caracol of Oventique to celebrate this, memorable day, which is 15 years of struggle, of the uprising, and 25 of actually organizing. So it's... similar to 2010, but with more years behind, right? And then, like usually it happens, they have intellectual roundtable, usually in the CDC in the outskirts of San Cristobal, so you can have an idea of what to expect.
All right, well, we're going to go to a music break while we try to get the phone fixed, and we'll be back in a second. Thank you.
perdí completa razón, se me olvidó desde cuando.
De por mal del corazón, del corazón y del cerrando, se me olvidó desde cuando, perdí completa razón.
Cuando con mis dedos quise hacer polvo de los días y hacer polvo de los días, cuando con mis dedos quise,
miré mi mano vacía de lo que mi vida hice, cuando con mis dedos quise hacer polvo de los días
para estar aquí. Oye, vuelvo a comenzar, voy llegando a este lugar sin ti. Oye, vuelvo a comenzar sin saber cuándo estaré.
Okay, we're back here, and we actually have our San Francisco Bay Area organizers of this delegation on the line. That's Amra Solomon Johnson and Jose Rodriguez. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. So can you talk a little bit about who exactly is involved in the organizing of this delegation and what the purpose is in even organizing a Bay Area delegation to Dignified Wage Celebration?
Gracias a ustedes for having us on and to give us this time to kind of talk about to share, you know, what we're doing and we're trying to be a part of. So the idea is, from our perspective, is to get some of the older folks, the OGs, veteranos that have already been putting in work, been organizing, have been maintaining these relationships on both sides of the border, and hook up, you know, younger folks with these people, you know, and kind of build that connection between those two groups of folks, and then together go down there and experience this encuentro, this this delegation going down there and kind of getting experience. At the same time, I'm sharing, but also like within the two groups that we're going down there with, to be able to exchange within ourselves, you know, within the two groups, and kind of like each one teach one within our group, and be able to come back with that new experiences of the younger folks, you know, having that experience and having been down there and having been able to learn from the older folks, kind of being able to continue that cycle, this sort of cycle of you know, getting down there and being educated on what's going down, participating, and coming back up and being able to share that information and that experience with a new group of people.
Right. In terms of what we've been talking about today is kind of like the significance of the encounter to the Zapatista movement. And as a lot of us know, there's a lot of like organizing and activism that goes on in the Bay Area. And from your perspective, what do you think that the politics of encounter or Zapatismo has to offer in terms of local Bay Area organizing that maybe isn't common within every group or collective or organization?
And many of us, not just to speak for myself, just all of us who are going down, what we look at the encuentros as is sort of a space to bring people together who have diverse opinions. And oftentimes, you know, here in the States, or, you know, particularly in the Bay, sometimes it happens that tend to just organize with people who are very similar to us from the same, you know, type of organizing or ideological background or the same type of community. And we don't necessarily always get an opportunity to meet people who might be down with the same issues, or, you know, might be feeling, experiencing similar types of oppression, but coming from a different background or different perspective or different form of organizing. And so what the encuentros provide is just a model of coming together and allowing a space to recognize the beauty of our diversity and the, you know, the different ways that we organize, the different ways that people do things, and to create a space where we learn to appreciate that and where we can, you know, come eye to eye and learn and experience each other.
Right. I just wanted to ask you real quick before we run out of time. Sorry for all the technical difficulties before, but I know you guys are actually planning some fundraisers to make it possible for everyone who wants to go down to be able to go down on this delegation. Do you have anything any plans, upcoming fundraisers that you'd like to announce?
Yes, most definitely. We're going to be selling some arts and crafts at the Snag Magazine Holiday Bazaar. That's going to be December 5th at the Intertribal Friendship House in Oakland. And it's going to start at 7 p.m. and we'll have a table there. So anyone who's interested in supporting our delegation can come by and purchase something. And if you also want to make a personal donation, you can send us an email. You can email it to me at amrah@riseup.net. That's A-M-R-A-H at riseup.net, and we can arrange a donation with you.
Okay, that sounds great. And you can check up on any other future fundraisers that this delegation has by going to our website, radiozapatista.org, and they will all be posted up there along with other events and information that you should check out surrounding the Dignified Range celebration.
We'll be back in a second. All right, we're back here in the studio, or actually in the Hayward Day Labor Center, and that's right. And we're talking, keeping the thread alive, talking about the politics of encounter, the politics, la política del encuentro, in the context of the Zapatista Encuentro that they're calling for, de digna rabia, of dignified rage, that's going to happen at the end of the year. And so one of the things that we thought was going to be interesting to talk about in the context of this, which we've sort of brought up a number of times already, is this idea that not only do struggles that you don't know about, you know, if you go to one of these encounters, come up and you learn about what's going on all across the world, and you can see similarities between all these different kinds of struggles, but also these certain struggles can become priorities for groups of organizations or collectives or individuals who want to organize about them because they see this particular struggle as a particularly important one. And one of these struggles is what's going on in Lomas de Poleo, a community outside of Ciudad Juarez, right on the border between Mexico and the U.S. And so we've been reporting about this. You may have heard last month in the English show, we played an interview with Father Bill Morton, or Guillermo Morton, who was the priest from the church in that community, and he was talking about the devastation that was going on here. But this week we actually have Patti, who is down there in Lomas de Poleo, and so we wanted to talk a little bit about the situation there, and keeping in mind this sort of in the context of the encuentro and the coming together of, you know, different groups that are organizing under this rubric.
Well, keeping this idea about the encuentros, I think this is the second event or the second resistance that I find out which I've participated in. The first one was the Cucapa encampment that happened about 2 years ago, right? And that was a binational movement that began after the round of La Otra Campaña, which people from this side of the border and south of the border in Tecate and Tijuana started organizing. So now Lomas de Poleo has created this binational movement with the estudiantes from El Paso, with the Padre Guillermo, and people in Ciudad Juarez. So I just love it how Zapatismo is crossing borders and creating these alliances across the borders. So I just had to say that, you know.
It's interesting, like the crossing borders in the context of a situation where, you know, theoretically people on one half of the border can't go across.
Exactly.
You know, so it's an extra challenge to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Right. But why don't you tell, coming from the United States, it's easier to go across to Mexico. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about what you saw when you went across and how you got, because it's not only going across the border, it's actually getting into this compound. It's essentially what Father Morton called it, was a concentration camp outside of Ciudad Juarez.
Well, ironically, talking about borders, it was much easier for me to cross the border in and out of the U.S. than actually to get into the community of Lomas de Poleo.
Because there's a wall around it.
There's a gate and there's a cerco.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fence.
Gated. It's pretty much gated inside. And there's a door, a main door where all the vehicles have to enter. And pretty much the people who are guarding it, right, who are people under the Zaragoza's, what would I say, under their power, right, because these are not any governmental figures or anything, you know, it's just these bullies that are there at the fence. They come every time a car wants to go into Lomas de Poleo. They actually look through the car and see that they're not bringing any food in for the animals, that they're not bringing any building materials, because they want them to stop building the houses in Lomas de Poleo, because they want to show that nobody is living there, so they can prove, oh, you know, this is lonely land, so we can take over it, when it's not real. There was 250 families there about 2-3 years ago. Now we're down to 20, right? And they're struggling. And these are the families that have been living there for 30, 35 years.
So why, I mean, why do these Zaragoza brothers, they're land developers, but why do they want this land in particular?
Well, it's a very strategic point. It's right in the border with El Paso and New Mexico, and they want to do a binational city there. So it's all for their interest.
Well, you mentioned briefly earlier that they were organizing with Father Morton in El Paso and sort of across the border. And obviously, you know, you found out about it on this side of the border and went down there to visit. So, like, how can we talk about this binational sort of organizing? I mean, what else is going on? Like, what's the point of doing that, or what?
Well, also, if we start looking at Lomas de Poleo, you can't isolate the situation, because it's going to affect both sides of the border trying to do this binational city, or
binational mall.
Mall, thank you. Because it's also going to affect El Segundo Barrio, which is in El Paso, Texas. And it's one of the poorest communities, not only in Texas, but in the U.S. I mean, some people don't have running water yet. Some people don't have electricity. So it's just like Juarez in El Paso. You know, so there's two cities that are being affected by this.
Well, it's particularly ironic. This is something that we were talking about last week, that people are not allowed to cross this border, but that the whole point of displacing this community, the violence that goes into it, is to build this mall, this like transnational or cross-border mall, where people will be able to go and buy goods that can freely cross the border. And that's, you know, that's what happens under sort of the ideology of free trade or NAFTA, is that goods can cross the border, capital can cross the border, but people can't cross the border.
Yeah, and just to let people know that you can go to YouTube and actually check out Segundo Barrio or Lomas de Poleo, and a lot of documentaries have done. They're really good, so you get more information about this.
And there's more information about this on our website, which is, as Victoria said already, it's Radio Zapatista or RadioZapatista.org. We also have other interviews about what's the kinds of stuff that's been going down there. So now,
And just going along with the news down in Mexico, a quick update on Chiapas. This is also related to the announcement earlier about the Digna Rabia festival, and why we need to keep an eye on Chiapas and keep an eye on the Zapatistas. So last month we saw the OPDIC, which is the Organization for the Defense and Rights of Indigenous and Peasant People. This is a paramilitary group, but that's what they call themselves. So this group of people attacked a 9-year-old boy who lives in one of the support bases for the Zapatista. We also had last week a community kind of get displaced by a mob. And this, the leader of the mob has been accused of participating in the massacre in Actial a couple years ago. And so there's always threats to the Zapatistas, so let's keep an eye on them. And if you're interested in more news, go to our website. Now we're going to go to Sadi with some announcements here in the Bay Area.
So talking about encuentros, there's going to be a Bay Area encuentro of queer Latinas called Alma, Cuerpo, Vida, Salud. It's going to be held by Masa Mujeres de Ambientes Sociales y Activas. It's going to be at the Women's Building in San Francisco in the Audre Lorde Room on the second floor. And if you want to RSVP, go to masa_bayarea@googlegroups.com. There's also going to be a dialogue and film screening of Oscar Torres's Voces Inocentes, Innocent Voices, on November 19th at 6:30, also at the Women's Building in San Francisco, and it's going to be held by CISPES, Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador. AIM West is also hosting their 40th anniversary reunion of the American Indian Movement, November 24th through the 28th, and their theme is Somos un solo río, we are one river, and no one is illegal. And Earth Cycles Web Radio is going to be airing it live from the 24th to the 28th, and you can go to earthcycles.net to hear it, or visit aimwest.info for more information.
Well, you've been listening to Radio Zapatista, Chiapas No Se Olvida, transmitting, broadcasting live from the Hayward Day Labor Center in Hayward, Califas.
Tend to get confused, distracted demasiado by the things we choose. Cambiar los compromisos, esta fase siguiente, si no es para ti. Yeah. Hazlo a tu gente, piénsalo con la frente. Your mind not all to ego, I'ma say it once again. Tell them, do it for your people. The evil in the streets a lot bigger than this. It's up to us, the future, to maintain intelligent. Conservar raíces, and keep the pieces together. Educate the semillitas through the storm and the weather. So stand up, por favor, believe.